Penguin Random House Audio presents BE 2.0, Turning Your Business into an Enduring Great Company by Jim Collins and Bill Lazier. Read for you by Paul Michael, with new material read by Jim Collins. Dedication for our best friends, Joanne and Dorothy. Introduction. What is BE 2.0? When Bill Lazier and I co-authored the original edition of Beyond Entrepreneurship, based on the course we both taught at Stanford Graduate School of Business, we set out to create a roadmap for leaders of small to mid-sized enterprises who want to build enduring great companies. Bill embodied a rare combination of practical experience and academic reflection, and Beyond Entrepreneurship encapsulated much of his accumulated wisdom. And while I'd go on to author or co-author multiple New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestsellers on the topic of what makes great companies tick, many leaders have told me that this very first book remains their favorite. When Reed Hastings, co-founder of Netflix, introduced me at a gathering for Kipp Schools in 2014, he surprised me by saying that when he was a young entrepreneur, he'd read Beyond Entrepreneurship 6 times. When Netflix won the Stanford Encore Award for the most entrepreneurial company, Hastings gave a piece of advice to aspiring young CEOs: memorize the first 86 pages of Beyond Entrepreneurship. Through Beyond Entrepreneurship, Bill became a mentor to entrepreneurs whom he'd never meet, inspiring them to strive to build truly great companies that can long endure. But why create a re-release of Beyond Entrepreneurship? And why now? I decided to re-release Beyond Entrepreneurship as BE 2.0 for 3 reasons. First, I'm still fiercely passionate about entrepreneurs and leaders of small to mid-sized companies, whom I've always seen as the readers I most want to reach. Now, this might surprise readers of my later books, in which I'd researched companies that had become huge. But the eventual size of those companies obscures the fact that all the companies studied for books like Built to Last, Good to Great, and Great by Choice, well, they were all once small startups. And I'd researched their entire histories all the way back to their beginnings. I devoted much of my curiosity to understanding why some early-stage companies became great and lasting, and why others did not. Second, I had substantial new material that could be directly useful to today's entrepreneurs and leaders of small to mid-sized companies. This new material about people decisions, leadership, vision, strategy, luck, and more found the right home in a re-release of Beyond Entrepreneurship. As you move through this book, think of it as like a classic old home that's had a major addition. The new material appears in entirely new chapters and insert essays spread throughout the book, which are called out with the header Jim's View from 2020. Nearly half the text that follows is entirely new to the 2020 edition. I have, however, left the text of the original chapters fully intact as Bill and I wrote them in 1992, with only a few corrections and minor adjustments. To help you, the listener, distinguish between the new material from 2020 and the original material that Bill and I wrote in 1992, we've divided this audio into 2 readers. I, Jim, will read all of the new material, and another reader will lend his voice to all of the original material. Third, and most important, this re-release, what I really think of as an upgrade, is meant to honor and extend the legacy of my co-author, the greatest mentor in my life, Bill Lazier. Without his shaping hand, I would not be who I am, and my life would not be what it is. When Bill passed away in 2004, I wanted to write something about him and the profound impact that he had on people. Immediately following this introduction to BE 2.0, I share the story of Bill and what I learned from this wise and generous soul, a man who altered the lives of thousands of young people. I hope BE 2.0 helps you create an iconic company. Even more, I hope that some of Bill's mentorship carries from this reading to live on through you and those you lead. Jim's View from 2020. Chapter 1. Bill and Me. Bill Lazier was the closest thing to a father that I ever had. My own father died when I was 23, and he never took the time to teach me anything about the difference between right and wrong, about core values, about character. I came of age in the late 1970s in the post-Vietnam, post-Watergate era that felt devoid of any grand sense of cause or direction or purpose. By the time I graduated from college in 1980, I'd never had a conversation with any of my classmates about commitment to service as one possible theme for our lives. And we rarely discussed the idea of living to a set of core values that should guide our careers. By my early 20s, I had this gnawing feeling that I'd missed something essential, something I couldn't quite put my finger on. And then I met Bill. Shortly before my 25th birthday, during my second year of study at the Stanford Graduate School of Business, I got hit with a lightning bolt of who luck, the type of luck that comes as a chance meeting with a person who changes your life. The academic dean had offered Bill, a successful entrepreneur and company builder in his 50s, the opportunity to join the faculty and teach an elective course. Bill had accepted the Stanford position to share his practical wisdom, shifting his energies from building young companies to building young leaders. I'd sought a spot in a different elective course, but the random lottery system that apportioned class assignments put me in Bill's first ever class offering. I went to my classmates and I said, "Anybody know anything about this Professor Lazier?" Everyone shook their heads. "No." "Well, I guess I'll just go to the first couple of sessions and see what he's like." It's a good thing I did. Had the course sorting mechanism randomly assign me to a different class, or if I dropped the course, it's extremely unlikely that I'd have launched myself down the path I've taken with my life's work. This book would not exist. Nor would any of my other authored or co-authored books. Not Built to Last, Not Good to Great, Not How the Mighty Fall, Not Great by Choice. None of the research and resulting books that I've had the privilege to write would have happened. And my very character, indeed, my deepest core values, would have been different. Bill somehow took an interest in me. I think he sensed that I was like this high-energy propulsion machine, but with no clear guiding purpose. He regularly invited my wife, Joanne, and me to his home for dinner with him and his wife, Dorothy. And he kept doing so after graduation, pushing me to think hard about how best to deploy my talents and to make a distinctive contribution. He did this in a kind but persistent way, inspiring me to commit to a life of research, writing, and teaching. Then in 1988, when I had just turned 30, Bill made a truly gutsy move on my behalf, and my life changed for good. The Stanford Graduate School of Business suddenly and unexpectedly lost a star professor, who'd been teaching a popular secondary offering of the course on entrepreneurship and small business that Bill taught. The academic deans asked Bill if he knew of anyone who could take over the teaching spot for the coming year while they looked for a real replacement. Bill suggested me. The academic dean expressed skepticism, but Bill fought for me. "I believe in him," said Bill, "and I'll take responsibility to coach him, since he'll be teaching the same course as me, just a different section." Having no other alternative, the deans relented, hoping that Bill would make sure I didn't mess up too badly. Imagine you're a young pitcher way down in the minor leagues, And one day, the bus carrying the pitchers for a major league team breaks down on the way.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?